Jason,
what is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, we welcome you back. Here we go again. Standing by, ready, willing, able, all that to answer all of your money questions on the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here with me once again from Lucia Capital Group live today. We weren't yesterday, so Plum was traveling. He's back now. So if you called yesterday, we had a lot of calls yesterday. And if you called but you didn't get through or whatever, your question didn't get answered because we weren't here live, we are live today. You can give us a call back. Just want to let you know about that. Got a lot of things happening this hour, but we're going to start off with your phone calls and your emails. Later on, we're going to be talking about real estate investment trusts. They're known as REITs, all right? Probably at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about these. REITs, we also know them as alternative investments, which we mentioned before. Those are those things that are outside the stocks, bonds, cash group. You may have heard them. I said this on our TV section. You may have heard them advertised on the radio lately. But what are they and how do they work? In spite of what you might have heard, they're not for everyone. Nothing is for everyone. But they can play a role as part of a diversified portfolio. So we're going to give you the lowdown on REITs, to tell you what they are, how they work, etc. Let you and your advisor decide if they're right for you. And you should be talking to your advisor about it before you buy anything. We're also going to hear from our loan financial planner, Steve Allador. He's going to come in here in about 15 minutes or so. He's got the info on the info that you need to communicate with your loan consultant. Do you have a hero loan? All right. Do you have solar? Do you have an equity line? All that stuff is important, apparently, when you're talking to your loan consultant. So we'll tell you more about that when Steve gets here coming up. Number here in studio, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We got a couple of lines open, so give us a call right here. Emails, you head over to wealthed.com at the Find Your Answer link. You'll see it right there near the top of the page. This hour of the program, seen and heard across the country, courtesy of the folks at Lucia Capital Group. You can call them directly off the air, 800-644-1150. Schedule an appointment with any of the Brain Trust advisors to see where you and your retirement plan stand. If you don't have a strategy of your own, well, you need to speak with the advisors and get your plan done. They'll help you along. They'll do the heavy lifting for you. Again, their number off the air, 800-644-1150. Too many numbers. 800-644-1150. Talk to the advisors. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We will get to the top, as I said, on REITs if we can, sometime near the bottom of the hour, but we got a lot of stuff to get to this hour. I said Steve Allador's coming in, Professor Plum. Let's take a couple of calls here. What do you say? You ready to go? Got your pencil sharpened? Sure. Mary, we're going to go to you in Las Vegas. Mary, thanks for hanging on. How are you today?
Good morning. First of all, thank you for such a great program.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. How can we help you?
Okay. Currently, I'm a 67-year-old retiree and receiving Social Security. And starting next year, I'm going back to work for my old company as a consultant. Mm-hmm. And I expect the consulting income from the contract would amount to about $100,000 for entire year of 2017.
Okay.
So, first question, since I'm receiving Social Security and I'm at full retirement age right now,
yes.
So do I have to give back the government money since my projected income for next year would be about $100,000.
No, the earnings limitations, the issue where you have earned income and you have an issue with Social Security, that goes away once you get to your full retirement age. So now that you're full retirement age, actually a year past it, you can earn any amount of money and not have to worry about giving back or being ineligible for the benefit that you're currently receiving. You will pay taxes on 85% of the benefit you're receiving, but you'll be able to receive it and go along, you know, just like normal. Now, you also have the ability to say, you know what, now that I'm going to be working and having a lot of income from other sources, I can go in and suspend my benefit. You still can suspend it and then let it grow while you're on suspension up to as late as age 70 to create a larger Social Security benefit for the future if you don't want to receive the benefit now and don't need it because you'll be making good money as a consultant. So you have a couple issues. One is no problem with receiving the benefit and continuing to work because you're past full retirement age, but you may want to try to get it to be a little bit bigger benefit by suspending it. Now, if anybody else is receiving a benefit from your work record, if you have a spouse that's receiving a benefit from your work record, a child or anybody else, anybody in your immediate family, they would also be suspended if you suspend your benefit. But we can still file and suspend, and for you it may actually make sense.
Oh, awesome. Oh, great news. And then I have a second question. I have been a long-time listener, but at the time, I'm not at this situation. So I recall that Professor Plum or you mentioned something like I'm going to report the consulting income on a 1099.
Right.
So I plan to set it up as a self-employment income, right?
Right.
So on a Schedule C. So I assume that I have to pay self-employment tax income.
Yes,
like
you do.
You said they would add it to my Social Security income in the future if I suspend it. If not, then I guess how would that work? Let's say if I don't suspend the current Social Security income, since I'm starting to pay self-employment tax, that would be added to my Social Security benefit.
Well, the question is whether or not your benefit will be whether you will have a better benefit because of this new year of work than you're already receiving. And what's going to happen, whether you suspend your benefit or do not suspend your benefit, it doesn't really matter at this point. If this new year of work, this $100,000 of income that you have, turns out to be one of the best 35 years in your working history, they will recalculate your benefit and give you a slightly higher Social Security benefit going forward because this new year is one of your best 35. The benefit that you're receiving has currently been calculated looking past at your history of work. They inflation index all the years of earnings prior to the year turning 60, and they just pick out the best 35. And they add those 35 up, create send it through a formula, and give you a benefit. Now, if this new one becomes one of the best 35 years, then they'll drop one of the lesser years off and recalculate the benefit, and it would give you a boost. They're not going to do anything if it's not one of the best. You'll just continue to receive the normal benefit. But if it becomes one of your best 35, they'll give you a little boost, and that is done automatically.
Oh, great, great. Can I ask another question? Actually, this question is the most important I like to ask, but I'm sorry I put it, the last but not least.
That's
right?
Okay.
I heard it some time ago from your program. You mentioned that, let's say, if I have consulting income and self-employed, I will be the only employee, so very minimal expenses, pertaining to this income. So since it's 1099, I already have the Medicare, everything, right?
Right.
So, gross 100, I net about like 95 or 98 or even 99, right?
Right.
So I heard that some time ago that I could set up a pension plan for myself, and then the net income from this consulting employment, that would can be directed to the pension plan, subject to $115,000. This is only a delay because one of these days I'll be reaching 70 soon, right? Is there mandatory withdrawal, or is there such a plan? Or
well, you can set up a retirement plan. There are different types. The fact that you're only expecting to work for 1 year means that you're probably going to not do any of the more sophisticated plans. You're probably just going to do a SEP, a Simplified Employee Pension, which is designed for kind of a one-and-done type of an idea. And you could put potentially just shy of 20% of whatever your net self-employment income is away. So if you've got $100,000 of net, you could put away probably $19,000-ish as a tax deduction. It doesn't help your self-employment income tax, but it helps your regular income tax, and it pushes it forward. Now, if you keep working, or if you were going to keep working, there may be a different plan that you could set up that would let you shelter more income and defer it. It's not tax-free, obviously. It's a deduction today, but later in life, it'll come out taxable. So there's a couple of things that go into whether or not you do a SEP, a 401k, a solo K, or something more complex than that. But the fact that you're self-employed, even if you were to continue to work past age 70, because you own the business, you will still have a required minimum distribution from the plan. The only time you can defer the required minimum distribution at age 70 and a half and older is if you're still working for somebody else, for a company that you do not own 5% or more of your employer, then you can avoid the required minimum distribution on that company's plan. But because you own 5% or more, you own 100% of the business, when you get to 70 and a half, even if you're still working, you will do a required minimum distribution.
Yeah, great. Listen, Barry, great question. If you want to hold on, I've got Steve Allendorf coming up next. Professor Plum can maybe talk to you a little bit more about this stuff off the air. If you have more questions, we'll be happy to answer them for you. You ask great questions, stuff that we've talked about in other segments a lot. So hold on, Mary. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We'll excuse Professor Plum for one segment as we bring in our loan financial planner, Steve Allendorf. Coming up next, the Brain Trust continues on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Well, hey, listen, I've got an inside track here to the to our loan financial planner, Steve Alador. See, everybody on the air gets like 8 minutes with you, Steve. I get, with the breaks, I get like 14 minutes. So I spend the entire break asking you about stuff that's personal to me.
There we go.
It's so like having a consultant here.
I should start, you know, sending you a bill underneath the table.
Good luck collecting.
I know it won't happen.
It's not going to happen.
I'll fax you. Fax me back the check.
I'll do that. All sure. Right. Yes. I'll right. buy a fax machine first. Steve Alador from Skyline Home Lending, our loan financial planner. Reach him at 888-563-1070 or loan, L-O-A-N, financialplanner.com. A lot of stuff to talk about, of course, not a ton of time. Let's just say rates are holding steady.
They're holding steady. What I want to do is go over the important items that as a consumer, you need to tell your
sure.
loan consultant.
This really piqued my interest. First of all, let's start with what's called a hero loan.
Yeah, that's a home energy renovation loan that people are getting. And it's real important, if you have one of these, that you let your loan person know that you do.
Yes.
A lot of times it's going to show up on your preliminary title report, but if we are doing a Fannie Mae Freddie Mac loan, if you have a hero loan, that would be considered like a second loan, even if it's not attached to your property, which actually changes your pricing. So you want to let your loan consultant know up front if you have one of those loans. That way your loan gets started properly. It's real important that you provide them with the contract and let them know, because what a hero loan will do is it will loan you money doing home improvements, and then what happens is it's added to your property tax bill. So you get a benefit as far as it being on your taxes, and you can write off a percent of that.
Yes.
But those loans are at 8 or 9%. So in the end, it's if you can't get money anywhere else, it's a good way to get it.
But it's supposed to make your home more energy efficient.
Correct.
That's the deal, yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
So it'll make a difference on pricing on conventional loans. On government loans, all we have to do is add the payment to your debt-to-income ratio. They just came out with that about a month or two ago. Jumbo loans, it could be an issue. A lot of jumbo lenders still haven't made a decision on doing loans with people that have hero loans.
Probably don't have a lot of jumbo loans that have hero loans necessarily.
No, but I've run across a few.
Yeah, okay.
All right, the next one is please let your loan person know if you have solar.
I have solar, and this is what I was talking to you about before. Explain to us why.
Well, there are three different ways that you, in a sense, that you have solar. You either purchase it, you lease it, you're leasing the equipment, mm-hmm. or you do what's called purchase power, which meaning you're buying the energy. You're not leasing the equipment, mm-hmm. you're buying the energy. Based on any one of those factors, if you have purchased it, then we need to, it's whether purchase lease or purchase power, we're going to need the lease agreement. What they do is they do a filing on your title report. So if it is part of your loan or on your title, that will count against your total loan to value.
Explain what you mean by that.
If let's say that we're doing a loan and you get your best pricing at 60% loan to value, we're refinancing your first loan, and you have a solar contract that is on your title report, and your property, in a sense, is securing it, we may have to take that amount, look at it like a second loan, and price it that way. So you'll get higher pricing. Same thing with a lease. The only time that we don't have to, and we also have to count the payment against your debt-to-income ratio. Doesn't make sense, because what you've done is you've taken solar, which is probably you're paying less than what you're paying in gas and electric.
Of course.
I don't have to count regular gas and electric in your debt-to-income ratio.
But you do for solar.
But if you have solar, I do.
Because it's a contract, I guess. So it's an extra expense. It's like, it's another bill.
But, yeah, it's important that you provide, you let the loan agent know you have solar, and you provide the agreement. Now, there are what's called purchase power agreements where you're only buying the energy. If that's the case, that doesn't affect your loan. We don't have to count the payment. The bottom line is, a little bit confusing, but if you have solar, let your loan agent know that and provide them the contract that you have.
Okay?
Equity lines. If you have an equity line, even if it's at a zero balance, you need to let your loan officer know that you have a line of credit and provide them some type of documentation on that line of credit, even if it's on a property that we're not doing the financing on. So it's a rental property or whatever.
Not even connected to your home?
If we're doing, let's say, a primary refinance and you've got an equity line on one of your investment properties, mm-hmm. you need to provide us documentation, especially if you have a balance. But even if you don't have a balance, on a regular conventional loan, it's not a big deal. But if you're doing a jumbo loan, any line of credit that you have, in most cases, not all jumbo lenders, but the majority of jumbo lenders, let's say you have a $60,000 line of credit, you have a zero balance. With Fannie and Freddie, I don't have to count a payment against you. With the jumbo lenders, I've got to count 1% of the max line amount, even if you don't owe anything on it. So if you have a $60,000 line of credit, I've got to count $600 on the payment on that particular property, if we're doing a jumbo loan.
Is it wrong for me to ask why? Is this not what we don't want to get into? Why? You just need to know that if you have that and you're trying to do a jumbo loan.
The concern is if you use the line of credit and you max it out, here's where your payment's going to be, and they want to protect against any potential default if you go in and you use that line of credit.
One other quick thing on the solar. If you bought it or leased it, you still have the same issues, right?
Potentially correct,
but if you pay, even if you paid cash, you own it outright.
No, that's fine.
There's no bill associated.
You don't have a payment,
so it's the payment part. That's
correct.
The
balance that you potentially owe,
or
if you've purchased it,
right.
The fact that if you have a lease, it's a payment.
Yes,
that has to be counted. The only time the solar doesn't have to be counted is if you're just buying the energy.
Got it.
Here's another thing that's really important. If you are on title on a property, let's say you're not even on the loan. Mom and Dad said, "Hey guys, we're doing our will, we're doing our trust, we're going to put you on title on our properties." We need to know that. There is a national database that if you are on title on a property that you don't necessarily own, meaning you didn't purchase it yourself, let's say you're not on the mortgage, it's going to pull up and let us know that you have ownership in that property. And what all lenders now require us to do, if you have ownership in a property, if you're on the loan, I'm going to have to count the mortgage debt against you and the taxes and insurance.
Well, okay, sure, because you're on the loan.
Correct. If you're not on the loan, but you are on title on that property, I still have to count the property taxes and the insurance. Reason being is that in case Mom or Dad or whoever owns the property passes away, you're going to be required to make the payment for the taxes and insurance. So I couldn't tell you how many times that we have gone through, done a loan, got it ready to finalize. We do our internal report, checking on if you're on title on any other property nationally, and boom, the property comes up. We've got to collect the documentation. So it could cause a delay. And if we are real tight on qualifying you with debt-to-income ratios, that could cause an issue.
Could push it over the...
Correct. So we could have an approved loan that no longer is approved because we've got $400 or $500 worth of additional debt that you didn't disclose and you didn't realize that you had to disclose.
Which means that you, as a loan financial planner, you got to do all the asking first unless they're watching or listening to this program.
Correct. So it's real important for a loan professional to be able to ask the questions, but all these things are new. So it's just as important for an individual to let a loan officer know about all these ins and outs.
Call Steve because he knows this stuff already. There you go. Save you a bunch of time. 888-563-1070. Steve Allendorf, Skyline Home Lending, or Loan, L-O-A-N, financialplanner.com. Steve, we will talk to you again next week.
Always a pleasure.
Take care, my friend. Professor Rick Plum rejoins us. Phone calls, 877-PLANNER. When we come back, Bucket Strategy Investing.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor-free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Great stuff, man. Hey, it's not all, you know, it's not all AC/DC and Metallica and, you know.
I don't think we've ever used those on a show.
What, AC/DC?
We have.
Yeah, this is a great song. I don't care what anybody says, it's a great song. And I'm admitting this. Starbuck, Moonlight Feels Right, 1976.
Oh, this would be a good diet song for me because it just makes me want to
throw
up.
No, it does not. God. Come on, man. See, but because it brings me back to just a great summer. The summer of 76 was just awesome. Just awesome. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, so, hey, you know what else was awesome? We don't even have to go back to 1976. We can go back to last Saturday. You had a lot of fun in
Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, and there's more fun a-coming. Had a lot of folks show up. We have another workshop, Alternative Retirement Strategies. We want you folks in Phoenix showing up this Saturday, October 8th. For the big workshop featuring Professor Plum, Terry Keyes.
Terry will be there.
And the local.
One of the few times that what goes on in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
No,
it's
it
going
doesn't.
To Phoenix.
It's going to Phoenix. I don't know. Will Chris Lloyd be stopping by?
Chris Lloyd will be there.
By? Yeah, Chris.
Ara Friedman.
Ara Friedman. The gang's all here. Here in Phoenix, October 8th, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock at the
Desert Ridge.
Thank you.
Marriott Desert Ridge.
All right. Now I got it in my head. October 8th, join the Brain Trust this Saturday. Do not miss it. Go to wealthed.com. It's all free. After that, a couple weeks after, October 22nd, Houston, Texas. And guess what? The end of October will bring us Santa Clara, California, or we will go to Santa Clara and talk to the folks there. Again, it's all about alternative retirement strategies, some alternative investments, things you never thought you could invest in because they didn't used to be available to ordinary folks. Anyway, learn all about it at the workshop. It's all free. Go to wealthed.com. Sign up there at the live events tab and join the Brain Trust. Each of those dates. Phoenix this Saturday. All right, 877-PLANNER. We'll get to the REIT topic at some point, but I want to make sure everybody's question is answered. We've got folks on hold. Still three, whatever. Line's open. Call 877-PLANNER. Let's go next to Mark in Leander, Texas. Hello, Mark.
Hello there, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Got a quick question on insurance policies and calculating cost basis. I recently got surrendered a policy, and we're kind of arguing on the gain, and it all boils down to the premiums. And the question is, I paid in, let's say, a total number of premiums over the number of years, and they're saying that those premiums included various riders, you know, like child rider, you know, or this or that or the other thing. And they're saying that only the premiums that went toward insurance count toward calculating the cost basis. And I was arguing that all the premiums I paid should. So do you guys know if premiums that go toward riders is included in that calculation or not?
Unfortunately, you're going to lose the argument with them. Well, for two reasons. One is they have the pen that they're going to write the 1099, and the other reason is the riders don't always count. The riders for certain issues do not count towards the premium towards your life insurance. It counts towards something else, but it doesn't count towards the premium of your life insurance. So they are going to, they're right. unfortunately.
Okay, well, that's good. That clears it up, and I do appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Mark, thank you for the call.
Generally, we talk about the basis in a life insurance policy being the cumulative premiums paid. But if we have lots of riders, you know, child riders and other things, disability, though, is part of usually part of the premium, I think. I have to go back and check for sure. But some riders do count towards the basis, some do not. And so you can have a life insurance policy loaded up with all these different riders, additional insureds, and all these other things. And those actual premiums don't count towards your life insurance, even though it's kind of combined in the same thing. So when we're talking about it, we're using general terms like generally it's the cumulative premiums paid as your basis, less what you've withdrawn in the previous.
Now, we're not really talking about term insurance
this
here.
This is more cash value, because with a term policy, you're never getting out more than what you put in, because there's no cash value. When you surrender it, all you do is stop paying it and they stop insuring you. The only time we're worried about basis with a life insurance policy is where we've built up cash value, obviously not a term policy. And we're taking out, in his case, he was surrendering the policy, receiving a check back, and there was some portion of the amount coming back that exceeded the basis. That's a taxable event. So he wants his basis to be higher to limit the taxable event. And the insurance company is saying the basis is this number because it didn't include the 100% of the premiums you paid to us, because some of the premiums were paid for different issues that don't add to your own life insurance premium. So he's trying to limit the premium. Now, you can't, if your basis, even the real basis, is higher than the cash value you received back, that's a loss, but it's not a tax deductible loss. The gain, if I paid $10,000 a year of true basis, and so I have a $100,000 basis and I surrender the policy for $120,000, I have a $20,000 gain. That is a taxable event. If I surrender it for $80,000, assuming nothing else went on, no loans, nothing else, that $20,000 loss, that is not a tax deductible loss.
Why not?
It's a personal asset. Just like you don't get to take the loss on your home because it's a personal asset. You don't get to take a loss on your car. It's a personal asset. Personal losses do not count as a tax deductible event. However, if I happen to buy a car that went up in value, even if it was a car I drove every day, technically that's a taxable gain. If I buy a property, my personal residence, then it goes up too much. Luckily, we have the $500,000 for the married rule. That's a taxable gain. Personal residence that's not my primary residence, vacation home, goes up in value, that's a taxable gain. Vacation property that goes down in value, not a deductible loss.
Just seems so unfair. But then again,
it's tax law.
Tax law, exactly. We both have the same answer. All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's see. Call us back if you hung up. I didn't have the name. Let's go next then to Brian in Bloomington, Minnesota. Hello, Brian.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question I want you to clarify about Roth IRA.
Sure.
My wife and I started using Roth IRAs probably 1998 when they started, and buying them for quite a few years. And there's a five-year rule. Now this year, for the first time, we did a rollover from a traditional IRA to a Roth. And I heard somebody on, not you guys, but somebody on the radio this weekend saying you have to start a whole new 5 years on that. Is that correct? Potentially,
but it's a different set of rules. There's 2 5-year rules when we're talking about Roth IRAs. Hey, Brian, how old are you?
67.
6'7"?
Yeah.
Okay, the second 5-year rule that we're going to talk about on conversions does not apply to you. There is a 5-year rule overall on Roth IRAs for the ability to get earnings out tax-free. The ability to create what they call a qualified distribution, which means it doesn't matter whether it's coming from principal, converted principal, earnings. It's 100% tax-free no matter what. And to get to a qualified distribution, there's 2 sides of the rule. There's the 5-year rule. You must have had a Roth IRA, any Roth IRA in your name continuously for at least 5 tax years. And you have to have attained age 59 and a half, become disabled, unfortunately died, or used up to $10,000 of the earnings for a first-time home purchase. So you've got the 5-year and these other issues. And if you match that, then you have what's known as a qualified distribution. That controls everything. Once you've gotten to the 5-year and 59 and a half, which you have done, no matter what happens with the Roth IRA now, any distribution will be a qualified distribution. And so everything will be tax-free. What the radio show you were listening to was talking about was if you are under 59 and a half, And if you have not satisfied the qualified distribution rule, then each conversion carries a five-year rule for determining whether or not it will carry a penalty. So you've got a five-year rule on earnings, and you've got a five-year rule on penalties for converted principal. But the penalty phase of life in the IRA world goes away at 59 and a half. So no matter what, once you're 59 and a half, if I did a conversion at 58, paid the taxes on it that tax year, and then 2 years later, I'm 60 years old, and I want to take money out, and the money that's coming out, I don't qualify because I haven't had a Roth IRA for 5 years. I don't qualify for the tax-free status. If I'm taking out the converted principal, it's not a penalty, even though I haven't met that five-year rule, because I'm 59 and a half. I paid the taxes already when I did the conversion.
Right.
So one is a penalty rule. 59 and a half covers that. The other is the qualified distribution rule. 5 years and 59 and a half covers that. You're good to go.
Well, thank you very much. It's very clear to me now.
Yeah, once Brian.
Once again, you've never been stumped.
Well, we're working on it. We're working on it. Yeah. All right, Brian. Thank you. Huh?
Bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care. We explained this a little bit on Friday or Thursday or whenever we talked about this, but it is confusing. And because you have the one thing that I think you should take away is if you are age 59 and a half, no penalty
ever
for anything. It doesn't matter.
Whether you converted it yesterday, whether you convert it 5 years from now when you take the money out. No penalty.
No.
Because 59 and a half stops the penalty.
Right. Now,
Roth type.
Turn to taxes.
Different game.
Right. Now, if you've had a Roth, any Roth, for
5 years.
5 years.
Tax years.
Five tax years, yes. You're good to go on the tax side.
Right. Now you have qualified distributions. Now, depending on your custodian, you may have to tell the IRS that, but that's a different game. That's just accounting.
Right. That's accounting. All right. 877-PLAN or a couple of lines open. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number. We plan, we strategize with you. We talk to you about whatever money issue is on your mind. Another hour coming up in many cities across the country, so stick around for that. And if you don't get that, you can tune in anytime to WealthEd.com, our website, WealthEd.com, and watch us there, listen to us on demand. It's actually very cool. 877-PLANNER, let's move along next to Bill in San Francisco, California. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Braincrest. Thanks for taking my call. A longtime listener and a Buccaneer, so I appreciate all the help you give me.
Well, we appreciate that. How can we help you today, my friend?
Yes, I have a commodity fund in my IRA. It's an oil. I assume I'll be getting a K-1. Will I have to file that on my taxes, or just because it's in an IRA, it's not?
Well, the K-1 belongs to the IRA. It doesn't belong to you. You don't own those assets. The IRA owns those assets. And so whether or not the IRA has to file a tax return depends on some of the information on that K-1, also known as Form 1065. So you're going to look at box 20, which is in the lower right-hand corner when you get it, to see if there's a code there, V as in Victor. And if you have your IRAs have code V Victors of more than 1,000 cumulatively, then your IRA will file a tax return for itself. It doesn't go on your tax return. It wasn't a distribution. It was a taxable, potentially a taxable event to the IRA. Now, it doesn't happen very often, but there's many. Sometimes when we have master limited partnerships or different limited partnerships, some oil and gas products, things of that nature, they create this thing called unrelated business taxable income, and it's recorded on the K-1, and it doesn't really have anything to do with whether there was a cash flow or not. I've seen some with very, very high cash flows and negative UBTI, and some with very moderate or minor cash flows with, it's an accounting situation behind the scenes. And if your investment throws off UBTI, then your IRA, and it's more than $1,000 cumulatively on your IRA, then your IRA, not you, your IRA would file a tax return.
Oh, Okay. I have approximately $20,000 in that ETF type fund. Would that generate that type of income? Or
probably not, but you know, this is one of those voodoo areas of tax accounting that it's amazing what sometimes you have huge cash flows and, like I said, a negative UBTI, and sometimes much more moderate, I doubt it, but I'm not going to say for sure. You just wait for the wonderful 1099 that usually comes in June or July.
Right, after, yeah.
After you've already tried to file a return. But it's not your issue. It's your IRA's issue.
Okay.
It's not your issue.
Okay, and the next question I had, converted a 401 over to a traditional IRA earlier this year. Now I'd like to convert some of that traditional IRA into a Roth.
Okay.
Is there a time period I have to wait before I can do that?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, okay.
There's no time period.
Okay. Very good. Very helpful again. I appreciate you guys, and thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Bill. That K-1 stuff, I mean, that gets... We've discussed UBTI, unrelated business taxable income. I guess the whole point of that is to keep somebody from conducting all this business, in their IRA,
An unfair advantage from a tax situation on a business, direct business that you own, not just stock in a big corporation that you really don't have anything to do with, but business that you own, a partnership or something of that nature, that because you can do it on a tax-free basis, but the person down the street that's competing with you has to pay taxes, their profit and their bottom line is going to be less. So they say that if it's in the IRA and it creates this accounting ledger, and this is where I don't know enough about accounting to even understand where it's not related necessarily to direct cash flow. And I've never done the accounting for it, thankfully, and so I don't know enough about it. But if it shows up, I know that if it shows up on the K-1, and if you got more than $1,000 cumulatively, your IRA gets to pay taxes.
And guess who gets to worry about it, really, is your accountant.
So or your IRA custodian also.
I suppose that's true, because once the accountant gets it, it's just a matter of filling in the blanks when you get the K-1. It's funny, because these K-1s, I mean, they come in anytime. You know, you can get your taxes done.
They're supposed to be done on a certain, but they always change them, even when you get them on time.
They're not. You get one. I had one in March one time, and then I got it again in July, and they said, we need to update this.
If you have an investment that issues a K-1, you pretty much just resign yourself to filing an extension and waiting until June or July, or maybe sometimes August, to get the K-1s to be able to finish your tax return. It's unfortunately just the way it is. So a lot of people don't like they love the idea of what the investment potentially could do for them, but they won't do it because they're because not going to deal with a K-1.
Yeah.
Now, remember, though, if it is an asset in your IRA and a K-1 is sent to your address, do not put that on your own personal tax return. It's not your tax liability. So it's an IRA's it's the asset of the IRA, not yours. So make sure you don't pay taxes on something that you are not required to pay taxes on.
Yeah, that's an important point again, too, because, you know, there's an IRA world. You know, when business is conducted in an IRA, most of the time when things happen inside of an IRA...
Gains, interest, losses, all that deferred.
Doesn't matter. I mean, you could have a $10,000 security that you bought 30 years ago, and now you sell it for $1 million or whatever inside
your IRA.
Tax
deferred.
Tax deferred. Nothing needs to happen. All this activity goes on without anybody knowing because it's covered by the IRA. In most cases.
With the exception of UBTI.
Right.
And the only time you worry about taxes is when you take a distribution out of this IRA pond, and you say, give me some of that. And when it comes out to you, now it's your money, now it's taxable.
Now it's taxable. We got to change the color from red to green or whatever it is that says it's still needs to be taxed, and now we need to wash it and say it's going to be taxed. Last thing, he was talking about transferring money, or he's going from the 401k.
401k to IRA, yes. IRA to Roth.
Yes, and there just again, there is no time period.
Yeah, are there any time constraints? You know, he moved the money from point A, 401k, to point B, traditional IRA. That's a tax-free transfer. Is there any holding period that he has to maintain that IRA before he can transfer it to a Roth? The answer is no.
Just
the only thing that constrains there is the paperwork that's required to get the movement done.
Yes, and what I would suggest then is that make sure that the paperwork is all done and done properly.
And he's had the IRA for a while, so now it's just he doesn't have to focus on two sets of transfers from one to the other and the other to a third. He just has to say, okay, how much do I want to transfer from my IRA? Mm-hmm. Fill out the appropriate, to the Roth IRA, fill out the appropriate paperwork, be done with it.
No problem there. Speaking of being done, we're done with this hour. There's another, as I said, another hour coming up in many cities across the country. And stick around for more of the best in money information. If you need the brain trust, you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum or any of the advisors from Lucia Capital Group off the air, easy to get in touch with them. Our off-air number, 800-644-1150. You need your bucket strategy put together. You need to talk to an advisor. You need to get a plan done. 800-644-1150. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, another hour just ahead. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.